Welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown alongside the Bassman, Marcella Shepard. I'm Kyle LaRue. We're counting them down. We're up to the number five spot here where we find bassist Gerald Cannon and his latest effort for Woodneck Records. It's a special project on which Cannon pays homage to a couple of legendary figures. Maybe you've heard of them. Drummer Elvin Jones and pianist McCoy Tyner. Two titans of the music that represent one half, in fact, of John Coltrane's classic quartet from the early 60s and the Impulse Records days. Well, as it turns out, Cannon himself spent many years playing with McCoy and Elvin. So joining Cannon on this tribute album are drummer Lenny White, pianist Dave Kikoski, trombonist Steve Turay, trumpeter Eddie Henderson, and alto saxophonist Sherman Irby, along with tenor saxophonist Joe Lovano. Extraordinary company to be in, for sure. This ensemble makes light work of eight compositions on this set. Two are Jones compositions, five are McCoy Tyner originals, and one contribution by Cannon. The other cherry on top about this project is the fact that these cuts on the album were recorded in performance over the course of two nights in early June of 2022 at the iconic Dizzy's Club in New York City. It's Gerald Cannon right here with his latest release, Live at Dizzy's Club, the music of Elvin and McCoy. You'll find it on Woodneck Records and in the number five spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. I said it once, I know I've at least said it twice. There is absolutely nothing like that live element in jazz. Gerald Cannon's latest, Live at Dizzy's Club, the music of Elvin and McCoy. You'll find this one on the Woodneck recording label. And in at number 5 this week here on our survey. Bass?
Thank you. Well, jumping back into the countdown for a second go-round is contemporary trumpeter and tripping and rhythm artist Cindy Bradley. Matter of fact, she's been on that label the longest out of all of their roster. Well, when she first graced the countdown last year, it was with a few new singles from her latest album titled Promise. On this release, Bradley is joined by Daryl Crooks on guitar, the great Greg Manning on keys and programming with some producing there, Alex Saul on bass, and Ray Islas doing work on percussion. Now, looking at a few names on the tunes here, you might get excited thinking you're about to hear a remake of one of your favorites, like For the Cool in You or Give Me the Night. But these are Bradley originals. Working on both her muted harmon and flugelhorn throughout the release, it is trumpeter Cindy Bradley from her album Promise, a re-entering in the number 4 spot this week, here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
right, Cindy. You got a nice melody going right there, girl. Yes, you do. Cindy Bradley. Promise is the name of the album. It's on the Trippin' and Rhythm recording label. This one coming back into the number 4 spot this week here on The Countdown. All yours.
Thank you, good brother. Family, don't forget to catch The Countdown everywhere you enjoy podcasts, including the iHeartRadio app. On Apple Podcasts, you'll find us on Player FM, and you can always stream and download the podcast at your convenience at countdown.podomatic.com. Well, the ever soulful guitar veteran Dave Stryker is back at it with another impressive outing released on his own Strike Zone label. His trio, which features Jared Gold on organ and McClenty Hunter on drums, is further enriched by their collaboration with tenor saxophone legend Bob Minzer. Now, I saw it written that this project shows the power of communication in music, and I'd have to agree 100%. It was recorded at Trading Eights Studio in Paramus, New Jersey, produced by Dave Stryker himself. And an interesting factoid at play here. Dave Stryker and Bob Minzer have been longtime friends in music, but this album marks the first time they've been featured together on record. And the same way you and a good friend of many years or even decades can be away from one another for a while, then seemingly pick right up where you left off the next time you see each other. Yeah, that's kind of what we hear in the chemistry on this soulful swinging set from the Dave Stryker Trio with Bob Minzer. It's called Groove Street. You'll find it on Strike Zone Records and in the number 3 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. that's grooving right there, no doubt. That is guitarist Dave Stryker and Trio featuring sax legend Bob Mincer. You'll find it on the Strike Zone label. It's called Groove Street, holding steady in the number three spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
I tell you, Dave Stryker, truly one of my favorite guitarists, man. I know anytime he does something, I'm a groove with him. Well, she is still making power moves, re-entering the survey this week and jumping back up to the top of the smooth jazz charts. I'm talking about none other than vocalist Lindsey Webster. Now, this album is many things to the ear. It's funky, it's dreamy, it's definitely romantic. Lindsey connected with some top-tier talent on here with Nicholas Payton and Nathan East, among a few others. Now, one thing I know for sure is that she feels this album vocally represents her truest self. She said this album will connect with her audience on a deeper level. Well, reaching the top of the charts is definitely confirmation of that. Co-written with her musical partner Keith Slattery, here's vocalist Lindsey Webster with Reasons, re-entering and jumping up to the number two spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
That's so clean. And did I mention the design that's in my mind is so ideal? Cause I've been through drama and I'm learning to do my best to put the best to what's in the past. That's deep inside. Cause I got the potential to rise above the limits set inside my mind. Cause I'm healing trauma, unlearning is what's important at the end of every day. Is how you handle the
love her, man. Yes, Lindsey Webster, Reasons. is the name of the album. I told you it is a heartfelt album. It's on the Shaniqui recording label and it re-enters at number 2 this week here on our survey. All right, LaRue, one name we haven't heard yet, man. Go ahead and take us to the top.
Yes, indeed, Brother Bass. Well, you know, so much of what makes jazz good is when the musical stories are passed on to up-and-coming generations of players. Drummer, producer, and educator Ulysses Owens Jr. has demonstrated that dedication to mentorship and his foresight in fostering the next wave of jazz talent through his collaboration with Generation Y. It's a quintet featuring Anthony Hervey on trumpet, Irina Terracubo on alto saxophone, Tyler Bullock on piano, and Thomas Milovac on bass. Reminiscent of what Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers or even Bobby Watson's Horizon Band showcased, Generation Y serves as an incubator for emerging jazz talent. This project, recorded in the historic Rudy Van Gelder studio in Englewood, New Jersey, the music drawing inspiration from jazz legends like Mulgrew Miller, Roy Hargrove, and Jackie McLean, among others, paying respect to the roots while simultaneously displaying the promise of its future. It's Ulysses Owens Jr. right here and Generation Y with their new project for the Cellar Music Group. It's called A New Beat, and it holds steady in the number one spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. More proof that the future of jazz is in really good hands. Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y, their latest effort for the Seller Music Group called A New Beat, still holding steady in the number one spot here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Yes, Ulysses Owens Jr., congrats for holding it down again at number one. Family, look at that. We are out of time. We have counted them down from 10 to 1. If you want to revisit the program, you can do so via all of the apps that are streaming our program. Yes, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and more. And you can go directly to our podcast site. Stream and download it at countdown.podomatic.com.
That's right, and you can stay connected with The Countdown on social media, where you'll find links to videos, photos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and more. Be sure to follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Our show is produced and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Happy spring, family. This is Marcellus Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.